that is guaranteed to stop it. The Barracuda Spam Firewall from Barracuda Networks.
It's a device that installs in 5 minutes or less
and stops the spam and every virus, guaranteed. Barracuda Networks is so sure of their amazing device that they'll let you try it for free. Just call 888-ANTI-SPAM
or go to BarracudaNetworks.com.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM
or BarracudaNetworks.com.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. The search is over. The White House spokesman says the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq came up empty, and it's over. Scott McClellan says there's no longer an active search for chemical, biological, or nuclear weapons. He says, quote, there may be a few people following up loose ends, but the job is largely done. George W. Bush used the threat of the banned weapons in Iraq as a reason for preemptive war. The chief U.S. weapons hunter is to deliver his final report on the search next month. In his early findings, Charles Delfer reported in September that Saddam Hussein neither had weapons of mass destruction nor the ability to make them. Bush insists the invasion of Iraq was still justified. Bush has appointed a panel to investigate why the intelligence about the weapons in Iraq was wrong. Last month, he awarded a Presidential Medal of Freedom to CIA Director George Tenet, who had assured him Iraq had the weapons, calling it a slam dunk. Plans for voting in the U.S. in the January 30th Iraqi election still lack important details, less than a week ahead of the start of registration. Roger Bryan coordinating the U.S. operation for the Geneva-based International Organization for Migration. He says registration and voting centers will be open in 5 cities: Detroit, Los Angeles, Chicago, Washington, and Nashville, Tennessee. Bryan says the voting sites cannot be announced yet since they haven't been finalized. The limited number of registration sites and delay in notifying Iraqis and Iraqi Americans where to go may cut the number of people actually able to vote, but Iraqi officials felt it's better for some to be able to vote than for none to be able to vote. Saying America's high school students are lagging in key skills, George W. Bush has launched a second-term drive to expand his No Child Left Behind plan to secondary education, and he says he wants to spend $1.5 billion to do it. Bush went to a high school in suburban Washington today to say his first-term overhaul is working, with grade school reading and math scores on the rise. And now he says he wants to apply the same measures to high schools, with testing in 9th through 11th grades and tougher measures for schools that do not measure up. Bush says a high school diploma should mean something and not just be a sign of endurance. Critics of the Bush overhaul say it's well-intentioned but underfunded, and standards are set so high even good schools fall short. A Supreme Court ruling puts longtime federal sentencing rules in doubt today. Justices ruled federal judges have been improperly adding time to criminal sentences. In a 5-4 vote, the court expanded the scope of the ruling from last June that juries, not judges, should consider factors that can add years to sentences. The justice extended that ruling to include the 17-year-old federal guideline system. This is Air America.
Save the alligator wrangler deep in the walls of the swamp. There's the alligator now. I'm going to sneak up on her. I'm really lucky that the thunderstorms we had yesterday have passed, so I don't startle her. If there's one thing that makes an alligator grumpy, it's a thunderstorm.
Ow!
She's got me arm in her mouth. I should have checked AccuWeather.com for the latest, most accurate weather anywhere. Now, if I could just get my arm back, I could type in AccuWeather.com and find out about the thunderstorm. AccuWeather.com. Access it for free, link to it for free, and buy it for your site. Come on, give me the arm back. That's a good girl.
If you think it's too late in life to earn the college degree you want, listen to this. Now you can go to a college designed for busy working adults. It's University of Phoenix, the nation's largest private accredited university. In most cases, you can earn a bachelor's or master's degree in just 2 to 3 years. To find out how, call 1-866-431-3600 at over 140 University of Phoenix campuses nationwide. The small classroom settings are designed for working adults with busy lives. With their efficient learning model, you'll cover more material in less time, going to convenient classes in the evening or on the weekend. At University of Phoenix, you can do this. For a complimentary brochure on degree programs in business, technology, nursing, education, and more, call University of Phoenix now, 1-866-431-3600. Offer not valid in Tennessee or Nevada. Programs vary by campus. Classes are forming, so call now, 1-866-431-3600. That's 1-866-431-3600.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, I explore my spiritual side by devoting the program to hearing pitches from the world's major religions. At the end of the show, I'll pick one live and then undergo an actual religious conversion, if necessary, on the air. It's the ultimate in reality radio. Representing Christianity, Bob Edgar, General Secretary of the National Council of Churches, will be here along with David K. Johnston. That's the next Al Franken Show.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. The phone number here, if you don't have it noted somewhere, is 866-303-2270. It is a toll-free call. Here in Georgia, there's an organization that's trying to make an effort to restore democracy, just in the state of Georgia. And they've got an event coming up this Saturday. It will be at the Decatur, Georgia Public Library Auditorium from 3 to 5. It is a Take Back Our Democracy effort to build a grassroots movement. Periodically, we will mention organizations like this around the country that are trying to do something about a very serious situation in this country. So if you live in the Atlanta area and you're interested in joining up with the what they are calling the Defenders of Democracy and the League Opposed to Virtual Elections, it'll be this Saturday, the 15th, from 3 to 5 p.m. at the Decatur Public Library Auditorium. All right? We'll mention that again tomorrow. Another death notice, James Foreman, who was 76, died Monday, in Washington, D.C. He was the man who is credited with organizing the SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. Do you remember way back in, 1960, 61, 62, a long time ago, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He died in D.C. at a hospice where he had lived for several years. He was from Chicago. He grew up in Mississippi. And James Forman was one of those people who participated in the so-called freedom rides into the South, back when that would get you murdered and burned alive, butchered, hanged, brutalized, shot dead in the middle of the night. That's when supporters of civil rights traveled across the South to bring attention to the struggle for equal treatment to black folk with white folk. You know, Greensboro, Jacksonville, Atlanta. Yeah, you remember. Back in 1961, George Forman, or James Forman, was thrown in jail in Albany, New York, for his role in a demonstration to protest segregation of public transportation. And SNCC, SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, grew out of a meeting in 1960 at Shaw University in Raleigh with Martin Luther King, James Forman, now Congressman John Lewis, and now a president of NAACP, Julian Bond. And, of course, SNCC had a schism later on when Stokely Carmichael, who also was the founder of the Black Panther Party, was elected president of SNCC, and John Lewis and some of the others who were originally involved decided that the Black Panther Party was not what they wanted to be associated with, and they withdrew. So just, a footnote. He was 76, hard to believe. James Forman, 76 years old. Died Monday in Washington. Michael Moore and Mel Gibson, a lot of effort was being expended to try to pit the two of these film directors or producers together. And then, surprise, surprise, the other night, both Fahrenheit 9/11 and The Passion won People's Choice Awards. And there has been a concentrated effort on the right, especially, to foment some sort of confrontation between both Moore and Gibson. Well, it doesn't look like Mel Gibson is interested. Did you see this? This was on Will Rivers Pitt's blog at Truthout. Gibson said, "I feel a strange kinship with Michael. They're trying to pit us against each other in the press, but it's a hologram. They really have got nothing to do with one another. It's just some kind of device, some left-right nonsense." Michael Moore makes some salient points. There was some very expert elliptical editing going on in his movie. However, what the hell are we doing in Iraq? Mel Gibson asks. "No one can explain to me in a reasonable manner that I can accept why we're there, why we went there, why we're still there." Well, well. The other night we were talking about how crosses have been banned from the inaugural parade route. Of course, what the security goons mean by that is, you know, huge crosses that, that could be used as weapons or conceal bombs or whatever. And, of course, the Falwell, Dobson, Robertson, Reed branch of Sikh Christianity in this country immediately jumped on that and said, well, they're banning all crosses, which, of course, was not the point. And some of these freaks are saying, well, it means we can't wear a cross around our neck. We can't wear a cross on our bracelet. Can't wear cross earrings. Right? They're just, you know, just like they usually do, crazy freaks. I got an email from a listener, and in the immortal words of the late Bill Hicks, comedian, Bill Hicks asked one time, if Jesus comes back, you think he wants to see another cross? He went on to say, it's like wearing a little rifle pin on your lapel in front of Jackie Kennedy. Hi, Jackie, just thinking of John. Bill Hicks was a genius, wasn't he? You think Christ, if he does come back, he wants to see another cross? I don't think so. Okay, it's over. Democrats, it's over. The Ohio Supreme Court yesterday dismissed the challenge from 37 voters to the presidential election, the result in Ohio, since the certification of the electoral vote occurred. And coming up next week, the coronation of King George. So the Ohio Supreme Court said, A lawyer for the plaintiffs, the 37 voters, had moved the day before to drop the lawsuit, saying it's now moot. The high court agreed without comment to dismiss it. So it's over. It's over. Okay? By it, I don't mean the presidential election. That was over before it began. That was over in 2002 when the theft of so many elections occurred without a hitch, especially here in Georgia, where the Diebold machines were put to the ultimate test. Every single precinct in Georgia in 2002 used a Diebold machine, and it worked. They got rid of the people they wanted to get rid of. They had the machines programmed to do whatever the machines were programmed to do, and it worked. So the Bush reascension to power was predetermined before any of us ever went to the polls. And it wouldn't have made any difference if 150 million people would have voted. These machines, as far as I'm concerned, were programmed to make sure that too stupid to be president got just enough votes in, over here and over there and a little here and a little there. So it's officially over, though. You know, the big story of the past couple of days, what's his name? Armstrong Williams had his 15 minutes of notoriety, didn't he? This conservative commentator who turned out was on the take from the education department, got $250,000. God, his face was all over, wasn't it? Huh? And listen, I've gone up against this guy on television. I've talked with him at talk radio conventions. This guy's a real freak. He's absolutely empty-headed, but loves attention. So all this attention he's been getting the past few days, oh, man, this is the high point of Armstrong Williams, not his career, but his life. This is great. It doesn't matter what they're saying about him. It doesn't matter who drops his column. It was ghostwritten anyway. He never wrote any of that stuff. It doesn't matter if USA Today or MSNBC or whoever says, oh, that's it, Armstrong, you're out of here. This guy is loving it. Well, anyway. $240 million is what he got. Well, guess what? In Iraq, the electoral group headed by Alawi, the puppet, the U.S. puppet prime minister there, interim prime minister, on Monday this week had a press conference. And after the press conference, invited the journalists upstairs. And upstairs they all went. And they were all given a $100 bill in an envelope. And they were told, look, give us good coverage. Here's $100. Now, the journalists accepted the cash. Most of them were from Arabic-language newspapers. And one jokingly recalled how Saddam Hussein's regime had also offered perks to favored reporters. So just like the Education Department and Armstrong Williams, the Iraqi interim government, and Iyad Alawi, same thing, same thing. Huh? Isn't that nice? You like that?
Well, it's not just me, and it's not just you. This is all.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
If you're losing your hair and you're not sure what to do, listen carefully. Here's Dr. Mark Goodman, board-certified dermatologist.
When it comes to hair regrowth, there is one name that you can trust, Avacor. Thousands of men and women have successfully stopped hair loss and regrown new hair with Avacor's formulation, and you can too. Today's Avacor gives you twice the benefit. Avacor's boost formula gives you visibly thicker hair instantly, while the physician's topical formula goes to work on balding areas. It's FDA approved to stop hair loss and regrow new hair in men and women, sometimes in as little as 2 months. So use the product that you can trust, Avacor.
We're giving away a free month of Avacor with all of today's orders. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-341-6637. 800-341-6637. That's 800-341-6637.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
The election farce in Iraq is still scheduled. What is it, January 30th, Kathy? Our puppet prime minister there, Alawi, says that there are pockets of the country that where voting will be too dangerous. The pockets he's referring to represents about 65% of the population of that godforsaken country. Pockets. In Iraq, according to Major General Thomas Bostwick, commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, stationed there, Iraq's national electricity supply has fallen way below its level before the 2003 invasion. Power plants now generate 3,500 to 3,600 megawatts daily. It was 4,400 on the eve of George Bush's attack on this defenseless country. Most of Iraq has less than 3 hours of power per day. The high point for power supply in Iraq was 1990, when the country generated 9,000 megawatts of power a day. But power generation faltered with the 1991 Gulf War and then the decade of sanctions after Saddam's invasion of Kuwait. Dennis Kucinich on the floor of the House December 9th, a month ago. He says nearly 1,300 brave Americans, up to 1,500 now, brave American men and women have sacrificed their lives in Iraq, yet the central reasons for the U.S. invasion have fallen apart. Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. Iraq had no weapons of mass destruction, no proof that Iraq was instrumental with al-Qaeda's role in 9/11. Iraq was not trying to get nuclear material from Niger. This administration misled the Congress, misled the American people, violated international law, directed the bombings of populated areas, the disruption of water, sewer, and electrical service, ordered house-to-house fighting, and now the civilian toll is over 100,000 Iraqi civilians dead. Why? Freedom, Dennis said, if it is to be obtained anywhere, must be advanced under the standard of truth. The Iraqis will not be handed freedom based on lies, nor will our own nation preserve our own freedom if we continue to accept the basis for our continued occupation of Iraq. Only the truth can clean the stain on our nation's conscience. Yeah. You see, a couple of months ago, before the election, it was made clear to Mr. Bush that the hunt for biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons in Iraq had come to an end. Officially, the top CIA weapons hunter is home. The analysts are back at Langley. They folded up the effort shortly before Christmas. The White House, the Bush crime family, had been reluctant to call off the hunt, of course. They were holding out the possibility that weapons would be found somewhere in the country or moved out of Iraq. The intelligence official, who is quoted by the Washington Post on the condition of anonymity, said that is very small, that possibility. They were moved out of Iraq. Don't forget, the United States maintained 24/7 surveillance of everything that moved in Iraq above the size of a child's toy. Had Saddam tried to move weapons, massive weapons of mass destruction, out of Iraq, I think it would have turned up on those satellite photos, don't you think? I mean, my God, even during the Kennedy era, we had sophisticated satellites that were able to detect the construction sites of Cuban missile launches. So 50 years later, almost, oh, never mind. The CIA declined to authorize any official involved in the weapon search to speak on the record for the story, and everything is being classified. Everything is being classified. Satellite photos show that entire facilities have been dismantled, possibly by scrap dealers who sold off parts and equipment to buyers around the world. Those were the remaining factories that were allegedly supposed to be producing these weapons. The Republicans allocated hundreds of millions of dollars for the weapons hunt. There's been no public accounting of the money, and there never will be. Spokesman for the Pentagon's Defense Intelligence Agency said the entire budget and the expenditures would remain classified. Imagine how these bastards have enriched themselves, huh? What do you suppose the... What was spent? $1 billion on this farce? Remember what Scott Ritter said all those years ago? Now, in addition to the death and destruction that Bush has brought to our soldiers and Iraqi civilians, nearly a dozen people working for or with the weapons hunt have also been killed. For all this, countless Iraqis have died, 1,500 American soldiers have been killed, 10,000 of our soldiers have been maimed or paralyzed. We have no number on Iraqi maimings or paralyzings. An unknown number of our soldiers and Iraqis have gone insane. Soldiers have come back and killed their wives or total strangers. 5,500 U.S. soldiers have sought refuge in Canada. This is the legacy of Bush's illegal war in Iraq. We'll have some simple Scotty on this for you when we come back.
But the years have taught me better. Good and evil do not matter. Their words are masters scattered to hide their bloody hands and watch. truth and what's illusion? What's order or confusion? Who's winning or who's losing?
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Lance McBride, I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, premieres tomorrow night at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at hallmarkchannelmysteries.com.
If you're interested in a career in a field involving electronics, drafting, or information technology, you need to have the required knowledge and skills. Get started by calling ITT Technical Institute. ITT Tech's programs offer both classroom theory and hands-on training in a practical lab environment. For an ITT Tech brochure, call 1-800-521-0200. Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Price is lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Thursday's Morning Sedition. Malcolm Gladwell's new book is called Blink, and he argues that snap judgments can be more effective than thoughtfulness. We debated at length before booking him on the show, but what the hell, cancel him. Just kidding. We'll have Malcolm Gladwell, unless we don't, and definitely Planet Bush on Thursday's Morning Sedition.
Mark Riley and Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's do it, Kathy. In response to several requests here, Kathy's famous editing put to use. We'll do this before we play Simple Scotty's spin about the Iraqi survey group report. But just in case you've forgotten all the administration lies leading up to the Iraqi invasion, we have a little reminder for you. This is the thing Kathy put together before the invasion, and we call it simply lies.
Four years ago, U.N. inspectors concluded that Iraq had failed to amount for large stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons. In last month's declaration, Iraq again failed to account for those weapons.
Biological weapons, with respect to chemical weapons, we know they not only have had them, but that they've used them.
The real threat to peace is Saddam Hussein and his possession of weapons of mass destruction.
Saddam Hussein has got weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is a threat to America.
We're resting our case on the fact that Saddam Hussein has developed weapons of mass destruction, has them in his possession.
We just discovered undeclared chemical warheads in Iraq.
What happened to the 26,000 liters of anthrax? What happened to the botulin? What happened to the 1.5, 1.5 tons of VX? What happened to the sarin? Proof that he is not disarmed.
I believe Saddam Hussein is a threat to the American people. I believe he's a threat to the neighborhood in which he lives. And I've got good evidence to believe that.
The declaration that he made is proof positive that he has withheld information about his weapons of mass destruction program.
Saddam Hussein possesses some of the world's deadliest weapons.
It's because Iraq possesses weapons of mass destruction, and that is the core of the issue.
We're threatened by the spread of chemical and biological and nuclear weapons. Every free nation is a potential target.
The world is increasingly seeing this from the United States' point of view, that Saddam Hussein must disarm.
Saddam Hussein must disarm himself of all weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein is not disarming.
He's not disarming.
Saddam Hussein is not disarming. He is a danger to the world.
We know what a disarmed country looks like. And Iraq doesn't look like that.
Secretary of State Powell will present information and intelligence about Iraq's illegal weapons programs.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence. There can be no doubt that Saddam Hussein has biological weapons and the capability to rapidly produce more, many more. And he has the ability to dispense these lethal poisons and diseases in ways that can cause massive death and destruction. Most of the launchers and warheads had been hidden in large groves of palm trees. This is evidence, not conjecture. This is true. This is all well documented.
Our intelligence sources tell us that he has attempted to purchase high-strength aluminum tubes suitable for nuclear weapons production.
We do have evidence that they have had a nuclear program that was robust.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb. He's made repeated covert attempts to acquire high-specification aluminum tubes.
Saddam Hussein recently sought significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
With respect to the uranium, it was the information that we had. We provided it. If that information is inaccurate, fine. We're continuing to examine this issue.
We have never rested our case on nuclear weapons programs in Iraq on this issue about some uranium from Niger.
After Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council, the world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
Secretary Powell described to the United Nations, we have found the bio truck. That's proof perfect that the intelligence in that regard was right on target. I can't discuss all intelligence information. And of course, we have already had the successes in finding the bio, the bio trucks.
Leaving Saddam Hussein in possession of weapons of mass destruction for a few more months or years is not an option.
The United States will lead a coalition of the willing to disarm the Iraqi regime of weapons of mass destruction.
War is the only option to protect the American people in the region and the world from Saddam Hussein, who is not disarmed.
Iraq will be disarmed.
It's a smoking gun, and it involves weapons of mass destruction. They're within 15 minutes of having a nuclear weapon.
We don't know to what extent there may or may not be weapons of mass destruction used. We don't know exactly how long it would take to find weapons of mass destruction and destroy them.
There's so many variables that the numbers of possible point answers create a range that simply isn't useful. It's simply not knowable.
I am pleased with the progress that we're making in the early stages of the war to rid Iraq of its weapons of mass destruction.
This is a war to go after one regime led by Saddam Hussein that possesses weapons of mass destruction that can take the lives of millions.
We've destroyed the base of a terrorist group in northern Iraq that sought to attack America and Europe with deadly poisons. 1 month ago, that country was an arsenal of weapons. Today, the world is safer. Taking every action we can to prevent the Iraqi regime from using its hidden weapons of mass destruction to prevent the launch of missiles and chemical or biological weapons. Terrorists will no longer have a source of weapons of mass destruction in the regime that used to be in Iraq, because the regime that used to be in Iraq is no longer.
I think it is something that will be found. We've always said that we have information that they have weapons of mass destruction. What we have is intelligence about their having it. Whether it was specific location or not is often not the case.
There is not a doubt but that we will, over a period of time, find people who can tell us where to go look for those things.
We have high confidence that Iraq did indeed have weapons of mass destruction, and nothing has changed your confidence that they will be found. We have high confidence that they have weapons of mass destruction. That is what this war was about and is about.
It obviously is important to find them. Those capabilities, chemical and biological weapons, and it's hard to find them if they're buried under rubble. We don't know. We've got a good group of people, this interagency group, CIA, FBI, DOD, DIA, working out there, and they're collecting things, they're looking for things. You'll be told if we do find something. So, in good time.
We are not a third-rate intelligence agency. There is nothing doctored in those tapes or in anything else we presented.
I believe that the presentation made by Secretary Powell was accurate and will be proved to be accurate.
Already we are seeing important progress in Iraq. Oil, Iraqi oil, is flowing again.
does not relate to oil. I mean, it just plain doesn't. The vast majority of Iraq's oil fields were not burned. And the country's oil wealth has been preserved.
Well, and the entire notion is nothing but nonsense. It's the stuff of conspiracy theories, and I don't deal in that. We do indeed have concerns about a country that is awash in gas and oil.
One of the big concerns early on was the southern oil fields. I had frequently talked about the southern oil fields, or oil fields in general, and at least in the south, they are secure. And that is positive news for all of us.
I certainly had nothing to do with providing any chemicals or biologicals or any kind of weapons to Iraq.
I had nothing to do with helping Saddam Hussein and his regime against Iran.
Nonsense. It has nothing to do with oil. Literally nothing to do with oil.
It's astonishing, isn't it? And what we just played for you might be 1/100th of the number of times when this corrupt, criminal, degenerate Bush administration got out there and lied through its teeth. Now, these people knew, they understood from day one that there were no weapons of mass destruction anywhere in Iraq. But they wanted the oil and they wanted the ground to build their military bases. 15 bases are under construction in Iraq right now. Now, the American public, the American people, reelected this piece of human waste and his corrupt regime. Yes, they did. One way or the other, either legitimately or with doctored voting machines. It really doesn't matter. No one is being held accountable. The voices you heard there, Scotty McClellan's predecessor, Ari Fleischer, Condoleezza Rice, who is to be the new Secretary of State, Colin Powell, Dick Cheney, George Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, on and on and on with the lies. 1,500 Americans are dead. 100,000 Iraqis are dead. And next week, this piggish administration will spend $40 million to re-coronate a mass murderer. With moral indignation.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worrywarts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate, thanks to special tools like our Deduction Finder and Error Check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. That's the way we usually end Geico commercials. But this time, it's just the beginning. Because here in New York, Geico is cutting rates for car insurance. So in the tagline, when Geico says or more, they're not kidding. Call 1-800-947-AUTO today or go to geico.com. You could save on your car insurance like never before. Gee, since I did my ending at the beginning, now I really don't have an ending. Well, hey, be careful out there. Okay, let me start by apologizing. People expect Geico commercials to be funny, but I've got an important announcement. Here in New York, Geico is cutting rates for car insurance, and that's on top of our already low rates. Just call 1-800-947-AUTO or go to geico.com, because now you could save on your car insurance like never before. And, hey, I'm sorry we didn't make you laugh this time. Of course, if you could see the tie I'm wearing right now. Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang.
We are redefining war on our terms.
When you walk that walk, and you talk that tough. You knocks me out.
It's about 10 before the hour. So, ABC News' Barbara Walters has an exclusive interview with the giggling murderer scheduled to air this Friday. If it's a Barbara Walters special, you know that the only thing it will stop her doing for George on camera, what Monica did for Bill, is the fact that Laura Bush will be sitting next to him. But according to ABC's website, Bush tells Barbara Walters, "I felt like we'd find weapons of mass destruction, like many here in the United States, many around the world. The United Nations thought he had weapons of mass destruction. So therefore, one, we need to find out what went wrong in intelligence gathering. Saddam was dangerous, and the world was safer without him in power." And when asked if the war was worth it, since no weapons of mass destruction existed in Iraq anywhere, since Iraq had nothing to do with the attack on this country on September 11, 2001, since Iraq was not exporting its brand of subversion and terror, since Iraq was not a threat to its neighbors, since Iraq was nothing but a boil on George Bush's ass, he was asked if the war was worth it, and Bush responded to Barbara Walters, "Oh, absolutely." Now, I wonder how the almost 1,500, the families of the almost 1,500 dead Americans, How did they handle this? That everything that was said was a lie. All these American soldiers who, not the National Guard or Reserves, but the regular army, that young kids that signed up to go fight that bastard Saddam Hussein, to find out that he was no more of a bastard than any of scores that we do business with 24/7 around the globe. He was just another nobody. How do these families feel? Their kid is dead. Their father is dead. Their mother is dead. Their sister is dead. Damn you, Bush. Damn you. Just damn you. Damn you for what you've done. I don't know what to do. I really don't know what to do. And I'm only talking about the Americans. At the press briefing today, one of the reporters says to Scott McClellan, Secretary Rumsfeld said you go, infamously, he said, you go to war with the army that you have. Well, this administration went to war, Scott, when it went to war, based on information that proved to be incorrect. Does the president now regret the timing of this war? Does he feel that the war effort and its aftermath and the post-immediate war conflict phase was undermined by that timetable and intelligence that was wrong? You want to know how crazy these people are? Listen.
Based on what we know today, the president would have taken the same action because this is about protecting the American people.
From what, you killer? From what? From Saddam's evil thoughts and imagined bad intentions? From his gold-plated toilets? From his imaginary missiles? Does the Bush crime family really think we're this stupid? The answer is a resounding yes. Are we this stupid? The answer is a resounding hell yes. Of course we are. Almost 1,500 American soldiers dead. The majority of them not even regular army. Citizen soldiers. 100,000 plus Iraqi civilians. Civilians! Dead. Don't you remember the pictures? Remember that picture that made its way around the internet? The little Iraqi boy, the most beautiful little boy I've ever seen, with his arms blown off. How many of these pictures over the past 2.5 years have we looked at? And as far as the American public is concerned, vis-a-vis television, not a single American soldier corpse has come home. Why? Because this filthy, filthy, corrupt administration will not allow pictures to be taken, and this disgusting, contemptible, degenerate media we have agrees. Jesus Christ, America. Do you not feel enraged right now? Even you right-wingers who lurk around this program, if you don't feel enraged, damn you! So what'll happen next week on the 20th? 6,000 soldiers and police will protect George W. Bush as he assumes power illegally, immorally, for another 4 years. $40 million has been accumulated by these corrupt, degenerate backers of Bush to party on, dance on the corpses, you thugs. Dance your ankle deep in blood. Kick it aside. That thing you're kicking down there that you think is a piñata, that's some soldier's dead body. That's some baby in Iraq. Damn you. Damn you. Damn you.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film, dialogue editor, music recordist, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio, Puramind, advanced digital audio training, and Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Don't you just love sample day at the grocery store? You get to try a little bit of everything without committing to something that may or may not agree with your taste buds. Apply that same idea to the world of romance, and you find yourself at Cupid.com, the place to meet hundreds of guys in your own hometown through our website or local event. And since the people that go to Cupid.com are looking for true love, one match is all it takes to find your soulmate. If you're tired of the bitter taste of just another date, sample your true love at Cupid.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Case closed. The Ohio Supreme Court has dismissed the challenge by the group of 37 voters to Ohio's voting in the November election. That ruling follows last week's certification of the electoral vote and George W. Bush's upcoming inauguration. That suit originally made several allegations about Election Day, from long lines outside polling places, a shortage of voting machines in minority neighborhoods, to problems with the computer equipment. But now that Ohio lawsuit is officially dismissed. The search is over. A White House spokesman says the hunt for weapons of mass destruction in Iraq came up empty and it is officially over. The White House says no longer an active search for chemical, biological, or nuclear arms in Iraq. George W. Bush used the threat of Iraq's banned weapons as a reason for the preemptive war, and the chief U.S. weapons hunter is to deliver his final report on the search next month. The early findings, Charles Delfer said in September, Saddam Hussein neither had weapons of mass destruction nor the ability to make them. Bush has appointed a panel to investigate why the intelligence about Iraq's weapons was wrong. Last month, he awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to CIA Director George Tenet, who had said Iraq did have the weapons. Missile defense system ready, even though it has not worked. All systems remain go for the soon-to-be-activated missile defense system that people call it Star Wars. That's the word from the Pentagon, despite the failure of an interceptor missile to launch during the latest test last month. A senior official blamed that failure on a minor glitch in computer software. Air Force Lieutenant General Henry Obering says the December test will be tried again in mid-February. Other tests planned for later in the year. The system's 8 missile interceptors are in underground silos now in Alaska and California. And Obering says they're not kept ready 24 hours a day, but they are capable of being activated for use against an actual missile attack. Obering says he doesn't know when the system will be formally declared ready for use. The world's wealthiest nations finalizing plans to temporarily forgive billions of dollars owed by the tsunami-devastated countries in South Asia. A French official says the proposed moratorium on debt repayments has been endorsed by the 19 creditor nations in the Paris Club. And the Grand Canyon of trade deficits. The U.S. trade deficit, an all-time high of $60.3 billion in November. American appetites for foreign oil and even imported food reached record levels. The Bush administration urged other countries to help fix the problem. Analysts say the yawning deficit will not be so easily solved. One expert is calling it the Grand Canyon of trade deficits. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Parts, parts, give me parts, give me that part, this part, I need the right part. Parts, give me parts, at AutoZone, I can find the right part. Tire rod, push rod, piston, wheel stud. Parts, parts, give me parts, at AutoZone, gonna get the right part.
When it comes to getting the parts you need to do the job right, there's no better place than AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Being Your Own Boss, an audio series. Repeat the following bossy phrases. It's time we unleashed some logistical paradigms.
It's time that we released something.
We need to deploy a more user-centric methodology.
We need the user-friendly...
Being the boss doesn't have to be hard. Become a Furniture Medic franchise owner and receive full support, even financing, from America's largest furniture repair and restoration company. Call 1-800-RUN-YOURS or visit FurnitureMedicFranchise.com. Furniture Medic. A ServiceMaster brand.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Steve Earle. What kind of radio network would give an ex-con Pinko Hillbilly a radio show? Air America, that's who. Each week, me and my friends get together to play our favorite music and maybe even talk about politics. This week on The Revolution Starts Now, it's me by my lonesome playing the records I want to play. Join us every Sunday evening for The Revolution Starts Now on Air America Radio.
Revolution starts now.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy. You know, what I wonder, if our little two-person operation here in the foothills of the North Georgia Mountains can put together a nine-minute-long sound collage of all the lies told by the Bush crime family, a very small portion of all the lies told by the Bush crime family. If Kathy can sit in here as she did for a week, putting that together, tracking down little bits and pieces of sound from all of these lying monsters, why can't MSNBC do it? Why can't CNN do it? Why can't ABC do it? CBS or NBC? Why can't Fox? Why can't a television network do the same thing? Either with images, because the images are there. Wouldn't that be fun? Instead of just having the sound, you could see these killers standing there lying to the American public. Why don't they do that? That's very entertaining television, don't you think? No matter how many times I hear Kathy's sound collage, I find it highly entertaining. Oh, it's infuriating. But it's very entertaining. And after all, isn't that what talk radio is supposed to be? Entertaining? Jerry in Kentucky writes, remember back during the frenzy over the Clinton-Monica affair, one after the other, the Republicans on the floor of the House stated that any lie, no matter how small, told the American people by the president was an impeachable offense. Which one of these hypocrites, Jerry writes, will not introduce an impeachment resolution against Bush? Or maybe lies that get us into war are too small for the Republicans to bother with. Well, the problem here, Jerry, is that the Bush crime family, being absolute criminals, being killers, thugs, burglars, they leave themselves an out. You know what the out is here? Of course you do. Langley, CIA.
Well, we didn't know they lied to us. That's what. I didn't lie to the American people. I based everything on what they told me.
You see? Sorry, Jerry. But Bush says it was absolutely worth it to send 1,400 Americans to their deaths, 100,000 Iraqis to their graves. And as the British medical journal, The Lancet, reported, of the Iraqi casualties, as many as 80% are women and children. How do you feel tonight? How do you right-wingers feel? You know, you snakes that lurk around this program. How do you feel? Are you proud? Are you going to thump your chest and say, by God, I love George Bush. He don't take nothing from nobody. Kill them kids. Blow those old ladies to a million pieces, damn towel heads. They don't, you know, screw them. You people make me sick. Simple Scotty did his best to stay on message today as the press peppered him. The crack White House press corps peppered him with questions about the final weapons report in Iraq, that there was never anything to find, and that Bush and his monsters took us into a preemptive war against a nation that had done nothing to us. Ever. Ever. Led by a dictator that we propped up. This reporter says, Scott, the fact that the Iraq Survey Group has now folded up its fuel operations, can you explain to us if there's any sense of embarrassment or lack of comfort? Don't you like that? Embarrassment or lack of comfort about the fact that after 2 years of looking, these people found nothing that the president and others assured us they would find?
Well, I think the president already talked about this last October in response to the comprehensive report that was released by Charles Dulfer at that point.
Oh,
Charles Dulfer came to the White House in December. The president took that opportunity to thank him for all the work that he had done. The two discussed how Saddam Hussein's regime retained the intent and capability to produce weapons of mass destruction.
The intent! The intent! No, there was no capability. That you hideous, ugly white man, there was no capability. An intent? Even Saddam, even his thugs said, we don't give a damn about the United States. We want to stay here and torture our own people. What do we care? The intent? Is it illegal to have an intent to develop weapons of mass destruction? Uh-oh, watch out, Israel! Watch out, Great Britain! Be careful, Germany! Watch out, China! Uh-oh, Russia! Brazil, oh, we're coming for you. The intent? Killers. This country, the United States of America, is now run by a cadre of murderers. They're not killers. They're, of course, they're killers, but they are murderers. That's a legal term. They illegally are taking lives. Another reporter in today's little farce wants to know why Bush kept hemming and hawing about the weapons during the campaign if he knew they didn't exist. Oh, please. The reporter says, the president during the campaign on a couple occasions held out the possibility that something still might be found.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has just sent out a statement saying the president owes the American people an explanation for how he was wrong for so long. What about that, Scott?
Well, what the president's focus is on is looking at the recommendations from the Independent Commission on Weapons of Mass on Intelligence relating to weapons of mass destruction that he appointed. That commission has continued to do its work. They've been meeting with a number of people, and one of the areas that they'll focus on is the intelligence from Iraq. And so the president looks forward to seeing the recommendations from the Silberman-Robb Commission when they release those recommendations. And he is committed to acting on those recommendations to make sure we take steps to improve our intelligence.
Oh, you miserable worm. You cockroach. You vermin. You stand there to make sure we take steps to improve our intelligence. What the hell does that mean? They all knew.
Every single one of these people knew that Iraq had been reduced nearly to a concentration camp run by a dictator who was torturing his own people, on top of which the United States led UN-imposed economic sanctions that resulted in 1.5 million dead children over 12 years. Are you proud, America? Hey, Kathy, do you have some American music? What do you got? Have you play the Lee Greenwood thing? Oh, Jesus, I want to hear Greenwood. Okay, let's play that going into the next break. I want to hear that. Proud to be an American. Yes, oh, Jesus, I'm proud tonight. We butchered 1.5 million people. We butchered another 100,000. Look at the picture of that little boy. Ali, was that his name? With his arms blown off. Look at him, huh? Little dark-haired, dark-eyed little boy. With his arms blown off. Next reporter. What's the president's assessment of the damage to American credibility that might have been done by his very forceful case that there were weapons of mass destruction and launching a war on that basis?
Well, nothing's changed in terms of the president's view. And if you look at the report that was issued by Charles Duffer, again, it made it very clear that the regime retained the intent and capability, that Saddam Hussein was pursuing an aggressive strategy to undermine the UN oil for food program.
What?
And bring down the United Nations sanctions.
What?
Through illicit finance and procurement schemes. And remember, September 11th changed the equation of the threats that we face.
God, yeah, now we fabricate threats, you bald-headed freak white man jerk. We fabricate threats from innocent nations who harbor imaginary weapons. Oh, that's good, Scott. That's really good. Oh, God, I need some Lee Greenwood. Come on. I'm proud to be an American. Yeah, stand up, damn it. Come on, stand up here.
Because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
No, they can't take that away. Hell yeah. Sing it, Lee.
I'm proud to be an American.
Woo-hoo!
At least I know I'm free.
Yes, damn it.
But I won't forget the men who died.
They died.
Gave that right to me.
Yes,
and
amen, yes.
Stand up.
Woo-hoo!
Today.
South will rise again, damn it.
No doubt I love this land.
I love this land.
God,
kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Bomb them. Blow their arms off. Get them babies.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Attention, investors. Are you looking for above-average returns and willing to take a risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial, a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery, because futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, and specifically heating oil. Currently known market news may already be factored into the underlying market price. Energy prices have been on the move. America is in an energy crisis. OPEC hasn't kept up on supplies. Refineries haven't been able to keep up with demand. Demand from China has been insatiable. Discover the options for your future. Call Barclay Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-308-4100. That's 1-800-308-4100. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
iCare Medical is the company you need to know about if you have diabetes. We're all about your convenience. If you're tired of going to the drugstore to get your testing supplies, you need iCare. Maybe you're not feeling well or the weather's not great outside. With just one phone call, all your diabetic testing supplies will be shipped right to your mailbox. You'll never have to think about it again. We have all the supplies you'll ever need. We're a participating Medicare provider. We accept most private insurances. There are no upfront costs to you. We file all the claim forms so you never have to wait for your reimbursements. So if you want the convenience of having your diabetic testing supplies delivered right to your mailbox, you call us right now. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. Remember, at iCare, we care. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Twenty-one past the hour. Based on what we know today, the president would have taken the same action because this is about protecting the American people. That's what McClellan said. What was the other one, Kathy? Have you got it queued up there? Play that. We just played it, but play it again because there's something I wanted to say about the end of it.
Well, nothing's changed in terms of the president's view, and if you look at the report that was issued by Charles Duffer, again, it made it very clear that the regime retained the intent and capability, that Saddam Hussein was pursuing an aggressive strategy to undermine the UN oil for food program and bring down the United Nations sanctions. through illicit finance and procurement schemes. And remember, September 11th changed the equation about how we confront the threats that we face.
It's astonishing, isn't it? The UN Oil for Food Program, is that why we invaded Iraq? Is that why we have almost 1,500 grieving American families tonight? Is that why 100,000 Iraqis had to die? Because all sorts of companies in the United States and France and Germany and Russia and the UK decided to make a few bucks, as capitalists always do, on the corpses of innocent people. Is that why we invaded, huh? And then he does the oldest trick in the book, the Hitlerian trick. And remember, September 11th changed the equation about how we confront the threats that we face. We got a serious threat from Russia. What are you going to do about that, Scott? You animal, you pig. What are we going to do about China? What are we going to do about North Korea? What are we going to do about Syria? What are we going to do about Iran? Don't forget, Brazil has a nuclear weapons program. I cannot, you know, it becomes a sort of a touchstone on this program. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? I can't even say that tonight. The contempt, it's not just hatred, it's contempt. If I were a weaker man, I'd be dead by now, you know, because of this hate and contempt. It's astonishing. It's just astonishing. And like you, I'm sure, because I read your emails, like you, I've had to alter what used to be my normal day. I cannot watch television anymore because of a passel of whores, no offense to sex workers, this passel of whores that come on my television every day and tell me about the celebrity murder cases and don't tell me about the Bush murder cases, you know? I have to alter my day, which is probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing. But, you know, I was talking to Kathy the other night, and I said, you know, I don't know. I snapped at her about something. She said something, and I went, arr, you know, like you do when you're married, right? And I went downstairs, and I fixed a cup of tea, and I thought, well, you snotty bastard, referring to myself. So, I tracked her down. I think she was in the computer room. I don't know where she was. And I said, hey, I'm sorry, honey. I really am. I apologize. I'm sorry. And, of course, Kathy being Kathy, she gave me a big hug. I said, what's wrong? I said, I don't know. Anxiety. She said, "We worry about the, you know, I'm having some surgery on Friday on my teeth, more tooth surgery. I'm having some implants." She said, "No, it's not that. What are you worried about?" I said, "I don't know. I can't seem to clearly state it. What do I have anxiety about? I have anxiety about everything." I look at my country. I look at my government. You've done that, right? All you married folks out there, and even if you're not married, I mean, if you're in live-in relationships, or you got a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or both, or whatever, you know, and you snap at you know, somebody just says something. Hey, don't forget to take the trash out to the curb tonight. The garbage people come tomorrow.
Wow, what does that mean?
Right. You know, I'm trying to think back. I remember how much I hated Nixon. I didn't really hate Nixon that much. I just thought he was a corrupted man, and he was surrounded by corrupt men. But I knew Nixon's background. You know, he was a Quaker, and the influence his mom had on him. And you know, he got a bum deal when he ran against Kennedy in 1960. There's probably evidence enough that Kennedy stole that election. I don't know. Don't email me. Don't email me about it. I don't want to hear about it. But there's probably enough evidence to show. You know, here was a guy defeated for governor of California. Every time he turned around, he was having his ass handed to him. And, you know, poor Nixon. But this guy, this George Bush, this killer, this absolute killer. Nixon was a killer too, but not to the extent of this guy.
got something to say, and I thought it might be worth a mention. If you're not pissed off at the world, then you're just not paying attention. You can turn off the TV and go about your day, but just 'cause you don't see it, it don't mean it's gone away. Hey.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Mail's here. What'd we get?
Bill, sale. We want $1 million and your W-2.
Sweet!
You really don't think we want $1 million?
No, the W-2.
Why?
Because now I can go to TurboTax.com. I just answer some simple questions. TurboTax fills out all the right forms and checks for errors and missed deductions.
Not that exciting.
Let me finish. Then with TurboTax, I can e-file and get my refund back in days.
Days?
Days.
Days?
Take a deep breath, give me the W-2, and go sit down.
Days.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy, taxes done right.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss. For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. ChildAbuseUnit.com.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now's a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help you reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-448-6600 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends January 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another season without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
For licensing information, visit www.careonecredit.com. When you're struggling with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt's all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life, so call them now.
800-298-3028. 800-298-3028.
We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling today.
800-298-3028. 800-298-3028. That's 800-298-3028.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Majority Report.
The 109th Congress, the Republican side of it, should give each other new nicknames like Paulie Walnuts and Frankie Two Times, Dutch Till, things like that.
Yeah, the corporatizer.
Yeah.
Janine Garofalo and Sam Cedar.
There is no difference between the Bush administration's Republican Party and the Sopranos, except the Sopranos are likable.
Danny, break grandma's legs.
We're going to give a good kneecapping to the Democrats.
The Majority Report on Air America Radio.
And now, a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour. Dear Mr. President, like millions of Americans, I was moved by your appeal to open my heart and wallet at this time and think about the victims of the tsunami in Southeast Asia. Now, I'm appealing to you to hold a more modest inauguration celebration so that money can be used for a more appropriate cause. Currently, the celebration is estimated at a cost of between $40 and $50 million. It's scheduled to go on for 4 days and will include 9 official balls, countless unofficial parties, and a parade. I know the dollar isn't worth what it once was, and the price of those little hot dogs keep going up, but a 4-day $50 million party? Considering what's going on in the world, these plans make Marie Antoinette's let-them-eat-cake attitude seem like the height of sensitivity. Many of your supporters, some of whom even raise money for you, are complaining that they can't afford to come to the celebration. It could easily cost a couple $10,000 to go to the festivities, and some are going to spend $250,000 on the underwriter package, which does include a nice lunch. The Republican Party might no longer just be the party of the rich, but with six-figure lunches, this inauguration is definitely a party just for the rich. Oh, I know you're not responsible for planning this overkill. From everything we've been told, you're no longer a party guy. You go to bed early and you like things simple. No, those who want this elaborate celebration are some of your big money supporters. Only $1.25 million plus whatever it costs for the unprecedented amount of security will come from ordinary taxpayers. Wealthy individuals and corporations will contribute the bulk of the money. Contributors of $250,000 each to the inauguration celebration include Chevron Texaco, ExxonMobil, and Occidental Petroleum. But these fat cats will listen to you. If you tell them this is not the appropriate time for something like this, they'll dial back the celebration. And that's all I'm asking. I'm not suggesting that you cancel it. Celebrate. Have a party. Have a big party. Get all dressed up and dance at the elegant ball. Have some ribs at the Texas black tie and boots ball. But don't have a 4-day coronation that says to the world, champagne and caviar are much more important to us than human lives. Cut back on the party and ask those guys to give their big money to something that's really important, just as you asked all Americans. There is a precedent for presidents calling for less elaborate ceremonies. Woodrow Wilson felt the ball was too expensive and unnecessary and canceled it. Warren Harding did away with the ball and the parade, hoping to set an example of thrift and simplicity. The inaugurations of Calvin Coolidge, Herbert Hoover, and Franklin Roosevelt featured charity balls. Charity balls instead of self-indulgent balls seem like a pretty good idea at this time. Think of what could be done with that $50 million if you convinced those sponsors to spend their money on more meaningful things than pâté and limos. How many parentless victims of the tsunami could be saved with that money? How much body armor could be provided for our soldiers with that money? How many soldiers' families who are having a tough time financially could be helped? Some readers might prefer to give their opinions about all this to you instead of to me. I'm suggesting they either email you at president@whitehouse.gov or call you at 202-456-1111. I'm assuming that now that your daughters are getting a little older, they'll actually give you the message if they happen to answer the phone. Mr. President, we've all been to great parties and then forgotten about them a few days later. No matter which bands play, no matter what fancy chefs cook, no matter what wines are opened, everybody will forget about these inaugural parties pretty soon. But if you convince these people to give their money to a worthy cause instead of just throwing a gala dedicated to excess, no one will ever forget this inauguration. Wouldn't that be a more appropriate way to celebrate America? Yours truly, Lloyd Garver. Mr. Garver has written for many television shows, Sesame Street, Family Ties, Frasier, and Mike in St. Paul sent that in to me. Thanks, Mike. The answer to the question, though, of course, is a hell no. Triple hell no. What, these dead Muslims over there? Screw them, whether they're in Iraq or Indonesia. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They're non-Christian, they're not white, and I'm sure Indonesia is chock-a-block with weapons of mass destruction. Screw them, I'm going to have my party. Penny Lynn is calling from Washington. Thanks for holding on, Penny Lynn. Welcome to the program. Are you there?
You're so articulately elegant in your vehemence against the administration, and I totally concur.
It's not difficult to do when you're fueled by rage.
I'm constantly in a rage, and I have started a research project about 4.5 years ago on the criminal family that you talk about, Bush-Carlyle. My research, though, has led me to some interesting turns, and I just kind of want to put this out there because of my situation as an independent research journalist, freelancer, and an editor of a poetry, literary, social justice magazine. I don't really have a lot of help. You know, I'm alone on mm-hmm. most of my work.
Right.
But I need anybody to help with this idea, which is the CIA is the United States Advancement for Industrial Development, otherwise known as USAID. USAID is running the show completely and has been since probably January 2001, although I just found out Egypt, USAID, got $365 million October 10th, 2004. This money doesn't seem to be going through the GAO, and they have some, it's very hard to find out their document site. I did receive two in the mail as a personal request yesterday, and wasn't Kerry in Jordan the other day during the, last week during the Senate?
Apparently he was, yes.
Okay, well, the report I requested and received and haven't read the whole thing is, you said is privatizing Jordan Airlines.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much a bogus report for someone like me, an academician researcher, that they just kind of it's all so bogus. I can't tell you.
Okay, Penny Lynn, cut to the chase here for me. What is it that you would like our listeners to do?
People would really start to let them know that we all know about the whole thing as a global corporate. America's a cop for the corporations, which are hiding under, you said, which is the CIA, by the way. That is how the Iran-Contra switched over. They just refunneled it into, you said, back in the 80s, although it started in 68.
All right, let me ask you, do you want to give a website or an email address for people to get in touch with you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I would like that.
Go ahead.
My email is welldone, WELLDUNN 77 at yahoo.com.
Okay, well done. WELLDUNN 77 at yahoo.com.
Yes, and if anybody could help get this out, I know that if we could attack them at the money.
All right, we'll do it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks, Penny Lynn. Appreciate you checking in. Jeff is calling from Santa Fe. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Got fascism?
Yeah, really.
Oh, Lord. $40 million for the inauguration, and George Tenet gets a medal. You got to love it.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. Just you want to hear something? I'll tell you what. I'll keep you on a little bit longer than normal, because let me interject. The man who insisted that Bush make the claim that Saddam Hussein was seeking uranium for nuclear weapons from Africa is ready to assume a top State Department job that will make him the lead U.S. arms negotiator with Iran and North Korea. Can you believe this? His name is Robert Joseph. He was a special assistant for national security to Bush. He's on the short list to become Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. That's the nation's senior diplomat in charge of negotiating arms control treaties. And people gave this information to the Boston Globe, people in the government, on condition that they not be named. Huh? Now, White House officials have identified this guy as the one who included the uranium claim in Bush's 2003 State of the Union address, in spite of the strong objections from the CIA, right? Okay. Joseph Cirincione, who I'm probably not pronouncing his name right. We had him on this program one time, but he's a senior arms proliferation specialist at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He said this guy should have been fired or reprimanded. We see instead that he is going to be given the key position in the Department of State for all treaty and non-proliferation matters. Can you believe what I'm sharing with you, Jeff? This is what happens in this corrupt, filthy Nazi administration. When you lie to the when you establish deniability for the president so that Bush can come back and say, well, I got it from Mr. Joseph. When you do that, you are promoted, you are rewarded. But this sick bastard is going to be the main point man in the United States State Department who will be negotiating treaties. It's just the mind reels. Now stick around, Jeff, and come back after this break and. You can talk. I'm sorry. I just got carried away. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malone.
Who hid the WMD in Saddam Hussein's palace? Nobody found it. That's because it came from Dallas. He went in without a clue. Now we left Iraq a zoo. The weapon of
emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
Five tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of five whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of five tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shop brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local vitamin shop.
Please, McBride. I'm an attorney.
An act of betrayal.
There is something wrong with this case.
A hidden motive.
I'm not trying to obstruct justice, are you?
A new detective. John Larroquette is McBride, a tough lawyer for the little guy.
I don't like to see anybody get railroaded.
The Hallmark Channel mystery movie, McBride, premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on Hallmark Channel. Get a clue at HallmarkChannelMysteries.com.
If you're in sales or marketing, here's a new tool that will send your commissions through the roof. It's called GoToMeeting, the easiest, most affordable online meeting solution. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can hold sales presentations and demo products with people located anywhere in the world without leaving your office. You'll close deals dramatically faster and enhance client satisfaction, all while driving down travel costs, which means your sales will skyrocket. Plus, it's affordable. Unlike other web conferencing services, for example, WebEx, GoToMeeting doesn't charge per meeting or per minute. Hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you want, all at one low rate. Plus, conference calling is free. And the best part? You can try GoToMeeting free. There's no cost or obligation, just free, unlimited online meetings for 30 full days. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Discover how GoToMeeting can make you more money today.
Planet Check. Planet Check.
B100 is soy much better.
B100 is the designation that has been given to 100% soy fuel.
From Kansas, that's Max Leiby, Vice President of Manufacturing for Hutchison Salt Company.
As far as I know, we're the first mine to use B100 underground.
For a healthier environment, they switch from diesel to soy fuel.
It has cleaned up our air underground drastically.
Employees dig it.
I asked one of the operators what he thought of it, and he said, well, he really liked it because when he went home at night and blew his nose, it wasn't the carbon particles coming out of his nose like they had in the past. So our air is much better than what it was in the past, and we're very sold on soy fuel.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to the National Biodiesel Board. Get pumped up for the conference from January 30th to February 2nd in Florida. Register now at biodiesel.org.
If you want to know everything that's going on here and the world, you need to get home delivery of the New York Times. Nothing is more convenient than having the Times delivered to you early every morning, ready to guide you through the day with unparalleled coverage of world and national events, business, politics, art, music, technology, and culture, all for as low as $2.90 a week when you call 1-877-TIMES-23 today. From everyday sections like the Arts, Business Day, and the National Report, to weekly features like Styles, Dining In, and the New York Times Magazine, you'll find relevant news, unique perspective, and content you won't find anywhere else. So call 1-877-TIMES-23 today and get the New York Times delivered for as low as $2.90 a week for the first 12 weeks when you order with your credit card. That's 50% off the regular price. This is your world. Let it come to you every day in the New York Times. This offer is for new subscribers. You must not have been a subscriber in the last 90 days. Prices lower in the New York metropolitan area.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Back to Jeff in Santa Fe. Thanks for your patience there, Jeff. Had to get that thing in about Robert Joseph. God.
Oh, that's really good to know. And as we all know, the more sick, twisted, amoral, and corruptible you are, the more that you're going to get out of the Bush administration.
That's very true.
Or the Republicans. Actually, I'd like to say just the neocons, but I'm really starting to wonder about that one.
Yeah.
But, it's pretty mind-blowing. It's the state of the economy. I was hearing something about outlawing unions in Missouri.
Missouri and Indiana. State employee unions. The governors of both those states have said, no, that's it. No more collective bargaining for state employees.
And that just kills me. My stepfather, who was a big union organizer back east, and my mother, who was a teacher, both of them had huge medical problems this year, and if it wasn't for the union contracts and the benefits they had, they would just be in the poorhouse at this point. And to think that they're just, like, passing this is just killing me.
Well, there's two generations out there now in the United States. I'm talking about people 40 down who have no concept. I'm not saying this to get over on them, but people 40 and under in this country have no concept whatsoever as to the true importance of unions in this country over the past 100 years. Now, that's not because those people under 40 are ignorant, and I'm not saying everybody under 40. A lot of people have educated themselves, but our educational system has refused to educate two generations of Americans about how important unions were. As a consequence, and this is part of the reason, union membership now in the United States, I believe, in the workforce, when you take away the public employees, the state or federal government employees, union membership is down to 8% of the workforce. That means 92% of the workforce is not unionized. Now, it's very simple to step from that fact to this conclusion. The union movement in the United States is finished. It's dead.
Yeah, I think, well, they're trying to squash a lot of things.
Now, there's still a couple of places, like in Michigan, the UAW can still mobilize a lot of people to go knock on doors and vote for the phony Democrat. But as far as a movement for social justice, which unions always were, as a movement to increase the middle class, just all the things unions were involved in, and they are legion, the issues unions got involved in. All of that is gone now. It's gone. It's totally, totally gone. Totally gone.
Well, I think that's where we all need to keep trying to do the grassroots efforts. Actually, one of the reasons I called today is I kind of had to, maybe not a brainstorm, and maybe it's a moot point at this time,
right.
But I was thinking, well, you know, they've got the not one more damn dime or whatever it is.
For on inauguration day, coronation day.
Right. No one go out and buy anything, and if you have to, buy it from a mom-and-pop store and not from one of the big corporations. What I'm trying to organize here is let's all go to our local little hobby shop and let's buy an orange placard and put, if the Ukraine can do it, why can't the U.S.? And put that in our back windows of our cars and very simply go get some of that orange contractor's tape that they use for surveying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not sticky, and just wrap it around your car vertically and go out and just show, like the Ukraine did, that some of us still care about what the vote counted for.
Yeah, the answer, if Ukraine can do it, why can't the United States, is because the people in the Ukraine, regardless of who was working for, who provided money to Yushchenko, which was the United States, who provided money to the other guy, which was Russia, aside from that, the people in the Ukraine value freedom. The people in the United States don't give a tinker's damn about freedom. They don't,
well,
care, they don't care about...
I think also, Mike, that they knew that it was a corrupt election, and I think that we have been spoon-fed so much right-wing crap on the media that most people are just don't have the information. I talk to people and they just don't get it. And you try and give them the facts, and I thought I was going to get beaten up again from girlfriend's brother over Christmas because they couldn't believe some of the stuff I'm telling him. And I'm just like, God, you got to stop watching TV and start getting some alternative media.
Kill your television.
Start looking at the facts here.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
It's out there. You just, unfortunately, we got to search for it. But whoever said keeping a democracy going was going to be easy.
Yeah, right. Well, that's very true. Jeff, thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
All right, you too. We have a break coming here. Got an email from Barry regarding my comparison to Bush and Nixon. Barry writes, Bush kills because he enjoys it. And it's not an abstract love of killing, such as maybe Kissinger or Cheney. Bush loves to kill people when he knows who he is killing and how they will be killed. Carla Faye Tucker was nothing but a pleasant experience for Bush. Nixon was not like that. And he was an excellent piano player, a man of intelligence. Bush is a brain-damaged freak. Thanks, Barry. Anybody who knows the story, and it's not apocryphal, of Carla Faye Tucker's plea for clemency and Bush giggling and laughing and turning her down. This is a sick man. This is a degenerate individual. This is a human being who is When the smoke finally clears on his two stolen presidencies, this man will have done more to destabilize the planet and will have done more to set the planet up for eventual mass death than probably anybody since Stalin, Mao, or Hitler. And he enjoys it. Coming up next, your phone calls, plus some information on Bush's pick for Homeland Security Director Chertoff of the Devil. If you're in New York and want to hear our last hour, listen on your PC or Sirius satellite. Stick around. I'm Mike Malloy. And this is Air America.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
The following is a celebrity impersonation and not an evil endorsement of any kind.
Hello, and welcome to my underground weather station. A few years ago, before I was in deep freeze, I invented a little something called AccuWeather.com.
Dr. Weather, AccuWeather.com already exists.
It does?
Yes, at AccuWeather.com, you can get the most accurate weather anywhere.
You already have that, hmm?
Yes.
Email to you?
Yes.
What about to your mobile device, perhaps, or desktop?
Yes.
Right. Okay, people, AccuWeather.com. If you need the info, get AccuWeather.com.
Access it for free, link to it for free, or buy it for your site.
Right, I already knew that.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson from Normal. For 30 years, Normal has provided a voice for the millions of Americans who smoke marijuana responsibly. Thousands of sick and dying patients find marijuana effective as a medicine, including cancer, MS, and AIDS patients. 9 states have legalized its use. To learn how you can help, contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORML.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. UN officials say they could have a tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean by June of next year. One senior official said the system would cost about $30 million. Experts believe thousands of lives could have been saved last month if such a system had been in place. The Indonesian government says all foreign troops helping in the relief effort in Aceh must withdraw by the end of March. Indonesian Welfare Minister Awi Shihab told reporters that safety is paramount.
The last couple of days, one of our employees of the Department of Health has been kidnapped by an individual known to be from Gang movement.
Foreign aid workers and journalists in the province already have been told that they could be expelled if they don't report their movements outside the provincial capital. The government says it can no longer guarantee the security of foreigners in the rebel-held region. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency for Ventura County after surveying the site of a deadly mudslide in La Conchita. He took an aerial tour of the devastation and talked with residents about what they've lost.
We have seen the power of nature cause damage and despair, but we will match that power with our own resolve, and we will come together as Californians and as neighbors.
At least 10 people have been killed in the mudslide. Officials warn La Conchita residents that there's still a chance the community could be hit by another mudslide. A Ventura County fire official emphasized that the entire area is considered unsafe. Up to 100 cars were involved in a massive chain reaction crash on Interstate 96 east of Lansing, Michigan. The crash occurred in heavy fog. The incident killed two people and injured dozens more. Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy believes the war in Iraq is, quote, Bush's Vietnam. He made the comment during a speech to the National Press Club. Kennedy stated that his fellow Senator John Kerry could have ended the war and brought the troops home with honor. Residents of the small north-central Minnesota city of Cass Lake are mourning the death of U.S. Army soldier Dwayne McFarland, Jr., who was killed this week by a roadside bomb in Iraq. Jennifer Vogie was McFarland's high school guidance counselor.
Made people laugh quite a bit. He was well-liked. He was just a young man that got along with people, did what he was supposed to do, and you know, followed his dreams.
McFarland is the 11th Minnesotan killed during military operations in Iraq. A U.S. Marine Corps unit currently stationed in Iraq is providing the coin that will be used during the coin toss at Saturday's NFL divisional playoff game between the Steelers and New York Jets in Pittsburgh. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and EqualMarriage.ca.
I love next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken Show, I explore my spiritual side by devoting the program to hearing pitches from the world's major religions. At the end of the show, I'll pick one live and then undergo an actual religious conversion, if necessary, on the air. It's the ultimate in reality radio. Representing Christianity, Bob Edgar, General Secretary of the National Council of Churches, will be here along with David K. Johnston. That's the next Al Franken Show.
Welcome back. Six and a half past the hour. We're coming to your phone calls here in just a second. Someone emailed the other night when we were talking about Michael Chertoff, this another vampire who has been assigned a position in the Bush administration. Chertoff, Michael Chertoff, is going to be the head of Homeland Security. This guy really, you know, Bernie Kerik was just a moron. You know, Bernie Kerik was a two-bit chiseler, cheated on his wife, cheated on dead people and firemen and policemen by having his little whorish rendezvous at an apartment in Manhattan that had been designated a resting place for the people who were working to clean up the destruction wrought on September 11th. And Kerik, you know, he didn't give a damn about that. He was in there, you know, with his girlfriends. Just a thug and a punk. This guy Chertoff, this is a real monster. Now, we were talking about him the other night on the air, and somebody emailed in who's from Russia and said, you know, Chertoff means a devil. And, I mentioned on the air, and so I got a bunch of emails. Here's just a couple. Malachi in Saskatoon wrote in, okay, I asked an Army, U.S. Army linguist with whom I play an online game, the suffix off is one of those patronym things that means son of. So Chertoff translates as son of the devil, according to the Army linguist. And who sent me this? Can't tell. C-H-Y-O-R, Cher, is the Russian word for devil. But Chertoff would be the Russian word for of the devil. Yeah, like son of the devil. And it goes on here. So when you look at Chertoff, when you look at this guy, what an evil-looking man. Did you see that picture in yesterday's, was it the New York Times? Bush is standing there. He's kind of out of focus from the photograph announcing Chertoff as being the nominee for Department of Homeland Security. And Bush is kind of out of focus, and Chertoff, in looking at his prepared statement, and Chertoff is staring at Bush and consequently almost into the camera. And the guy has the look of someone who's thinking, as soon as you are finished reading, I'm going to suck your blood. And there was a mirror right there, and you couldn't see his reflection. All right, let me do this sound for you very quickly. This is a press briefing today by McClellan. A reporter wants to know about Chertoff's nomination. And the reporter says, Scott, the president is nominating Michael Chertoff as Homeland Security Director. Chertoff has a very extreme profile in terms of his actions. He was the head of the Whitewater investigation. He was in the criminal division when they did a big sweep of a thousand individuals who were taken into custody immediately after September 11th, out of which only one person actually became a legal case. He's also said to have been involved in the Lackawanna 7 operation, which was something of a fiasco. Doesn't his nomination send a wrong message to the country at a point in time where, after a very tough election, very contentious election...
Well, you take a very different view from the Democratic senators from New Jersey who expressed their support for his nomination. You take a different view from Senator Schumer, who has expressed his support for this nomination. Judge Chertoff is someone who is widely respected on both sides of the aisle, and he is someone who has strong support from the first responders that he will continue working closely with in this new position once he is confirmed by the United States Senate.
Oh, and he will be confirmed. Schumer... Clinton, all of them. Well, Hillary Clinton, I don't know what she's going to do, because Chertoff was one of the people who decided to, figuratively speaking, repeatedly rape Hillary Clinton over and over again, and repeatedly anally rape her husband over and over and over again. I'm figuratively speaking, of course. All right, now. Let's put two things in juxtaposition here. The first one is from January 3rd this year. This is Bush nominating Kerik
And then, you want to play them one right after the other, Kathy? Okay. Listen to Bush nominate Kerik, and then listen to Bush nominate Son of the Devil, Chertoff. See if you notice any similarities. Now listen to both. Here we go.
Bernie is a dedicated, innovative reformer who insists on getting results. As the head of New York City jails, he cut inmate violence by more than 90%. Bernard Kerik has devoted his life to protecting his fellow citizens, and his example has led many others to take up that calling. And every first responder defending our homeland will have a faithful ally in Bernie Kerik. He loves his country. He has gained the trust and admiration of millions. When confirmed by the Senate, Bernie Kerik will build on the historic accomplishments of Secretary Tom Ridge. I call on the Senate to promptly confirm his nomination as the Secretary of Homeland Security.
And this was yesterday about Mike Chertoff.
Mike is a strong and decent man. As an attorney, he has prosecuted organized crime and corporate fraud. He stood against racial profiling. He's worked with the NAACP Legal Defense Fund to represent poor inmates on death row. He's worked cooperatively with the federal and state and local law enforcement officials. He will always be a friend to America's first responders. He's earned the respect of lawyers of many backgrounds and of politicians on both sides of the aisle. When Mike is confirmed by the Senate, the Department of Homeland Security will be led by a practical organizer, a skilled manager, and a brilliant thinker. I urge the Senate to promptly confirm this outstanding nominee as America's second Secretary of Homeland Security.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. And see, the obvious part is Bush wouldn't know Bernie Kerik from a sack of doorknobs. He wouldn't know Michael Chertoff from a picture of Walt Disney, you know? He has no earthly idea. He doesn't. Bush makes none of these selections. These selections are made by Wolfowitz, Cheney, Rumsfeld. Who else? Occasionally, his dad will whisper in somebody's ear and say, "Well, have the boy pick this one." Mike Chertoff's dirty little secrets. This was written for LA Weekly. It's supposed to be posted at their website tonight. See, Chertoff was a U.S. attorney in New Jersey. And in that job, he was a political attack dog. He indicted and convicted a whole raft of Democratic office holders. But one who Chertoff deliberately let get away was his big buddy, Bob the Torch Torricelli. The Torch was forced to resign his U.S. Senate seat in a major corruption scandal. But it's an open secret in New Jersey that Chertoff squelched an indictment of Torricelli as a reward for the Torch's support of key Bush legislation. Legislation the Democratic Party leadership opposed, including tax cuts for corporations and the very rich. Chertoff is a member of the Federalist Society, like Scalia and the rest of these monsters, which is a little conspiratorial brotherhood of legal reactionaries. Chertoff, when he was at the Justice Department, helped to write the Civil Liberties Shredding Patriot Act. He was Ashcroft's honcho in the indiscriminate grilling of over 5,000 Arab Americans after 9/11. He cooked up the use of material witness warrants to lock up people of Middle Eastern descent and hold them indefinitely without trial. And we told you the other night, on behalf of the Justice Department, he wrote a brief in the case Chavez versus Martinez, arguing there was no constitutional right to be free of coercive police questioning. You don't have that right. Chertoff will make sure that you don't have that right. Chertoff wrote legislation known as the Feeney Amendment, which gutted federal sentencing guidelines. The guidelines that allow judges to issue shorter sentences. And worse, the legislation required judges who deviated from the Feeney Amendment to have their names reported to the Justice Department. Ted Kennedy called this a judicial blacklist. This guy is as filthy and cold-blooded as they come. So therefore, he will be confirmed as the next U.S.
Attorney General.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. But you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-213-7163 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep their money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-213-7163. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-213-7163. Call today.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, my bad. Chertoff, I said Attorney General, you know what I meant. Director of Homeland Security. Okay, to your phone calls. Just this email from Bill. Bill at foundingfreedoms.com. Hi, Mike. It's a four-day celebration, not for the Bush Company coronation, but a celebration of the corporate takeover of America with the rigged voting machines. That's why the price of admission is so high. It's to say that this is not a celebration for the average American. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Bill. Okay, where are we? Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Always enjoy listening to you. I was telling your screener, I heard just a little bit of a conversation Randy Rhodes had at the tail end of her show, with conversation with Howard Dean, and I think maybe he took a few calls while on that show from other people calling in.
Uh-huh.
And along the lines of election fraud and the death of the Democratic Party, there was an exchange, and again, I didn't hear everything, but there was one exchange I did hear where basically he talked about how Bush won. You know, Bush, through Karl Rove and his other people, activated the Republican base, and the Democrats didn't do that. And basically, I guess it's illustrative of the reaction of most nationally prominent Democrats in relation to the election fraud. They just ignore it. They just give sanction to what happened. That's as depressing as what happened itself, that there's no opposition out there. There's nobody speaking up. Ideally, it had to be John Kerry, but he caved in and hasn't said a word since, really. He was only minimally involved in the Ohio recount process. And
as much as I respect Howard Dean and certain Democrats, I guess they're Democrats, I have no faith whatsoever in their attempt to run the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party needs to be murdered in its crib. Well, it's not in its crib, in its wheelchair. It is useless. I'm surprised that Howard Dean said that.
Yeah.
On the other hand,
sanction. Yeah, I heard that. I didn't really challenge him, although I didn't hear everything that was said.
Right. But on the other hand, if Howard Dean wants to be the head of the Democratic National Committee, Howard Dean is not Jesus Christ. He'll have to compromise.
Yeah.
If he wants to be the head of the DNC, he's going to have to compromise. He's going to have to back up. Going to have to backpedal a little bit. Going to have to kind of be a little chuckleheaded and bob and weave and tap dance just a little bit because of the corruption of the Democratic Party. I frankly think that just me, my two cents worth. I think Howard Dean and Kucinich and Sheila Jackson Lee and Maxine Waters and some of these people ought to start a new political party.
Good idea.
Just start a new political party. Let this Democratic Party croak.
That's a good idea. Along these lines about challenging the election fraud, they rarely challenge anything. They're not challenging Gonzalez. Nobody's really standing up strongly against it.
No.
Not much against Iraq. And I heard all the commentary you had earlier on your show tonight. They're not challenging, at least in the early go, Chertoff, who I wanted to mention while you were talking about it quite a bit.
Well, you're familiar with him. You live in New Jersey.
Yeah. I saw and I read something on the net today. He was in between being U.S. attorney and then working for Bush after the first stolen election. He was in private practice, and he represented somebody on the net. If you go to, you might have heard of the site Mad Cow.
Right.
I saw that
story. He represented somebody who probably was providing funds, lots of funds, to terrorist organizations.
Yeah. I mean, if that becomes a topic in the confirmation hearing.
Nah, come on, Ira, come on. Who's going to bring that up?
Yeah,
Ted Kennedy?
Yeah.
Who's going to bring that up?
You're probably right.
There's nobody on the Judiciary Committee that's going to bring that up. They don't care.
Yeah.
They don't care. You know, besides, it's just tinfoil hat stuff. It's just conspiracy internet crap. You know, the fact that this guy represented somebody who most of the evidence points to his being a heavy-duty financier of terrorist organizations around the world. Doesn't matter. Hey, who cares, man? You know, it's business as usual. The Democratic Party needs to be murdered. It really does. And I would love to see people like Howard Dean, if he's the one, if not him, somebody, somewhere, in a position of political power, begin a new political party. I think I'd sign on in a heartbeat.
I'll get off. I know you got other callers. Just the other thing is that I've learned only through your show, not on CNN or any newspaper. I learned about the governor of Indiana, and now I just heard earlier when I was holding on about the governor of Missouri trying to just knock out unions, or at least the public employee unions in their states.
Yeah, local newspapers in Indiana and Missouri publish that, but the national news geeks, they're not going to say anything.
Yeah,
they're not going to say a word.
You would think some Democrats, at least in those states, would speak up, and maybe they have, without really being followed by the corporate
media. Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you? Hey, listen, Ira, we got to leave it there. We got a break coming here. Thanks, Ira. Stay in touch, all right?
Yeah.
All right, take care. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio.
Here's a Mother Jones quiz. True or false? Carcinogen levels in humans are up to 50 times higher in the Arctic than here. George W. Bush proposed spending $1.5 billion to promote heterosexual marriage. In 4 years, American cities tried 10,000 times to seize private land and give it to projects like strip malls. You ready? All true. And they're in the January issue of Mother Jones magazine. The new Mother Jones, on newsstands now. Will Durst.
Say what you will about Bush, man. He has managed to reunite France and Germany.
The Washington Post portrays Will Durst as the Dark Prince of Doubt.
The German Justice Minister called Bush's tactics Hitler-like.
It's open season on anything political on Will Durst's new CD, Warning.
Let me repeat that.
We just got called a Nazi by Germany.
With another 4 years of George W. in the White House, you're going to need some laughs.
That's not good.
So go to WillDurst.com today and get your copy of his new hilarious CD, Warning.
Is this a great country or what?
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
You've seen Barry Crimmins knock him dead at Air America Radio's Satire for Sanity.
We live in upstate New York. I mean, all we have now are prisons and Walmarts. And I'm pretty sure that the prisons have the better health plan.
Now read Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, the new book by the man the Boston Globe has called a mixture of Tom Paine and Mark Twain.
Most elections, you look at the election, you look at the candidates, and you go, man, you know the big problem here is somebody's going to win.
Barry Crimmins' Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal from Seven Stories Press.
You can read my book. There's more in it.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl.
programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
When was the last time you woke up full of energy and completely refreshed? If it's been too long, then there's an all-natural way to get the best sleep of your life guaranteed. It's called Liquid Sleep. It's a delicious apple cinnamon flavored powder you mix with water before bed. You will fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and reach that deep dream-filled sleep that's essential for feeling fresh and full of energy. Liquid Sleep contains safe, all-natural ingredients, including one derived from tryptophan. You know, the stuff in turkey that puts you to sleep after Thanksgiving dinner. So stop feeling like a zombie and functioning at less than your best. Try Liquid Sleep now, risk-free. You'll enjoy the best sleep of your life the very first night, or your money back. Order Liquid Sleep now, and we'll even include a memory foam pillow and $80 value absolutely free.
To order risk-free, call 800-605-3396. That's 800-605-3396. Call 800-605-3396. 800-605-3396.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
Unfiltered.
The government has just taken a big duty on Sesame Street and paid no attention to the Sesame Street neighborhood. Besides Big Bird, the most prominent resident is Oscar, a homeless guy who lives in a garbage can. And we think it's adorable that he just lives in the garbage can for 30 years and that that's some sort of social progress within a community. I don't think so. Cookie Monster is still a hopeless addict. Bert and Ernie live together yet can't get married. They have a love that they cannot speak.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Six before the hour. How about this? The Italian cardinal that Pope John Paul II sent back in 2003 to try to talk too stupid to be president from invading out of invading Iraq. That cardinal said the other day that Bush promised the U.S. operation would be, in Bush's words, quick. Here's what it says. Cardinal, this is in the Chicago Tribune today, I think. Cardinal Pio Laghi visited Bush at the White House on March 5, 2003 to relay the Pope's position that dialogue, not arms, should be used to resolve the crisis over Iraq, which the United States accused of harboring weapons of mass destruction. The cardinal said, when I went to Washington as the Pope's envoy just before the outbreak of the war in Iraq, Bush told me, don't worry, Your Eminence, we'll be quick, and we'll do well in Iraq. Laghi made these statements to Italian Catholic TV station over there called Telepace. When the United States went to war in Iraq, Cardinal Laghi called the attack on Baghdad, quote, tragic and unacceptable. He told Telepace, Bush was wrong. Well, duh, Your Eminence. Remember when he told Pat Robertson that there wouldn't be any U.S. casualties? This guy lies to all these Christians, whether they're Catholic or Protestant. He doesn't give a damn. You know, that's what I'm saying. This guy's about as much of a Christian as I am, which is zero. I'm just more honest about it. I don't have a so-called base that, I try to jerk around the way Bush does.
I am a Christian.
Oh, yeah. Who's your favorite philosopher?
Jesus.
Who's your favorite race car driver?
Jesus.
Who's your favorite football coach?
Jesus.
Who runs your favorite fast food restaurant?
Jesus.
God. There's a spot in hell for hypocrites. Most Christians know that. Michael is calling from New York City. Michael, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Hey, Michael.
Something that you had said earlier in describing Bush as criminal, as killer, you think you hit the key word there, because what you discussed the other night about what's happening with the Democratic Party, I think I know what's happening. What if I told you that I just have a gut feeling that the Democrats in Congress were threatened to keep quiet regarding the election turnout, that they were to keep their mouth shut or else?
Nah. Hold on, Michael. No way. That's just impossible. You don't have to go that far. You don't have to get into that. The reason the Democrats kept their mouth shut is because they are Republican light. They are terrified, not of Bush. They're terrified that they'll lose their Senate seat or their House seat. They're terrified that if they open their mouths and act like they are interested in defending America, the Republicans will pump in $10 million and run some dog catcher against them, and they'll lose their seat.
There's now, terror right there. That's my point.
Well, it's not. They're not afraid of Bush. They're afraid of the American public. They're afraid of standing up on their hind legs and barking like a real dog. They're cowards. Democrats have become cowards. Even the Democrats who used to be not cowardly now are. That's all. It's cowardice. It has nothing to do with being threatened to keep their mouth shut. I wish it was that simple.
Then we
could all go to the mattresses and get it settled. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I always felt like that the Bush administration, we're talking like this is like a mafia-like administration, a new wave of organized crime. That's why that thought crossed my mind. You know.
Well, the only difference is the mafia, please, people out there who are anti-crime, don't send me an email. The difference is the mafia had a code of ethics. Yeah, their code involved killing and murder and arson and rape and drugs and hate and blah, 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 blah. But they did have they had a little bit of a code of ethics. It didn't apply to us not involved. But it applied within the various organizations. And the Bush crime family has no code of ethics, not even around crime. It's kill, suck up the blood, and move on and kill the next person. That's all.
You know, what about their harassing their critics, like here in New York City with the massive of demonstrations? All the pro-Bush police kept arresting and, you know, harassing the protesters. And let's not forget the two people who questioned Bush and even Laura Bush as to why their daughters aren't serving in Iraq. They were physically removed by Secret Service, and then one critic, just because she was talking to Nia outside of this particular auditorium in New Jersey, she was later arrested. So,
historically, Michael, oppressors always count on the cooperation of the oppressed. The Bush crime family knows that cops in cities where there are demonstrations will always side with the Bush administration, not because necessarily they think it's a good idea, but because they want to keep their jobs, because this is what they do. Michael, let me move on. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate
night,
it. All right, you take care. You know, one of the horrifying things that I discovered when I started coming to understand the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, one of the things that horrified me, and everybody knows about this, but the, what are they called, Sonderkommandos? The Jews in the death camps who assisted the Nazis in leading their fellow human beings to the ovens. And reams have been written about the reasons for it and survival and so on and so on. And fine, I'm not here to discuss it. All I'm saying is to find out, even in that kind of evilness, There were people who were able to do certain things in order to survive. You always will find, no matter where you look, at oppressed people or people about to be gassed or hanged or mowed down with machine guns. You will always find within those groups of victims people who will say, here, let me help. And, you know, when you stop and think how police organizations in this country have seen their budgets gutted because Bush gave the money to the top 2, 3, 4% of income earners in this country with his huge, massive tax cuts. When you see the COPS programs being gutted, COPS program being gutted, I'm not here to defend police officers. There's good cops, there's bad cops. There's good preachers, bad preachers. There's good presidents and bad presidents. I'm here to defend cops. I'm not here to attack cops. I'm just saying a police in general have a job to do, and when they're sane and funded properly, they do their job. They do their job. So, you know, don't bitch about police. You know, we hire the police. Now, it's gotten out of hand. The police have been militarized in so many cities. You know what I'm talking about. You get some hophead freak who all of a sudden says, I'm going to kill my girlfriend, you know, or I'm going to kill my boyfriend, you know, whatever. It can be a man or a woman. And this guy, a gal, is holed up and she's got a gun with maybe 6 bullets in it. And what happens? All of a sudden, the local police force shows up. Jesus, it looks like a platoon of stormtroopers. You know, they have enough firepower out there on the street to wipe out a whole city. The police have become militarized. They're very scary. But I'm not here to defend or attack cops. That's a subject I don't even get into. All I know is the Bush crime family has, to police, like they have to other groups, lifted its leg and peed all over them. They don't care. They couldn't care. Cops, schmops, they don't care. Lance is calling from Texas. Lance, welcome to the program.
Hi, good to talk to you.
Hey, my pleasure.
Did you ever read Paul Craig Roberts? He used to write for the Wall Street Journal, and now he's on antiwar.com.
I may have, but it doesn't ring a bell. I'm sorry.
He's a right-wing wacko. However, when it comes to the war, he is dead on. And he had a recent column where he says, look, if Saddam Hussein is a mass murderer after killing hundreds of thousands of people over the course of his reign, which is, what, 30 years?
Yeah, something like that.
What does that make Bush? He's killed 100,000 in just a little over 1 year.
A strong competitor?
He's working. Actually, proportionally, it's a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bush, you know, Bush is a killer. Bush is a killer. He was never able to kill on the scale that he kills now. When he was governor of Texas, all he could do is execute the people who wound up on death row, whether they were guilty or not.
He didn't just snicker when Carl F. A. Tucker's case came up. When he was asked in a debate during the Republican primaries back in 2000 about it by a reporter,
yeah,
he kind of smirked and giggled about it like it was something really cute that he'd been executing so many people.
Oh, I know.
He's like John Wayne Gacy without the makeup.
Yeah. It's awful.
That whole crowd are a bunch of political corpse molesters as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Did you see what Ali G just did at a rodeo?
No. What did he do now?
Well, it's in the paper. It's pretty funny. He goes there during his foreign voice guy,
right,
for the Ali G show, and
right,
he offers to sing the national anthem. And he says, before I do, I just want to say I support the war on terror 100%. I hope Bush kills every living thing in Iraq down to the last lizard, and I hope he drinks the blood of every man, woman, and child there.
Oh, my God.
And then, of course, the crowd of rednecks and mouth breathers and Ku Kluxers went nuts, and he had to be escorted out of the
he really plays it close to the edge, Ali G.
Yeah, and the whole thing is, can you imagine a group of left-wing people, let's say some right-winger gets up there and says something obnoxious like Limbaugh, do you think he'd actually need police protection to leave the place?
No question.
I don't think he would, because left-wingers like us, we don't go around beating people.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. No, of course not. We would just laugh at him or boo him or give him the finger, and he would just leave. You know,
like
that's all.
Like that girl who got stomped at the Republican convention.
Oh, yeah.
Like the woman who...
Oh, yeah. You know, Republicans are hate-filled, vicious thugs. Lance, got to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back.
want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year, we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Truth, justice, and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9:30 before the hour. Thanks to the usual crew tonight. Program engineered in New York by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. My website is maintained by Mark Marshall, MaximumInteractive.com. Ben Birch runs the WhiteRoseSociety.org, where the programs are archived, and Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Be sure to check out Air America Radio website when you get a chance, and go to MikeMalloy.com. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Marge is calling from Indiana. Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hanging in there, trying to keep up with the weatherman. He can't make up his mind whether it's winter or summer.
Yeah, well...
It goes from, 0 to 60 degrees, what can I tell you?
That's true, but as long as you're okay, that's all that matters.
Well, so far so good.
Okay.
I just wanted to share a bit of trivia with you today.
Go ahead.
The senior citizen on their right-wing side, Paul Harvey.
Oh, Paul Harvey.
Oh, yes. Dear Paul Harvey. News and commentary is the way he bills himself.
Right.
He was reporting what Bush's quote was to when he found out about, Moss at the Viking-Packer game Sunday.
What did he say?
Well, according to Paul Harvey, Bush said when he found out about it that he was going to appoint Moss as the ambassador to France. I would love to hear that live someplace if he actually said it.
Well, Paul Harvey never lies.
Well, yeah.
so he says. I hear, a long time ago I heard something weird about Paul Harvey and a horse.
I'm not even going to go there.
No, good. Thank you.
Oh, golly. And did you see that editorial cartoon about the Republican inaugural party? It was elephants and fat ladies dancing.
Yeah.
And the banner across the top read, Meet the Fockers. That's from Cagle Cartoon, dear.
Yeah, I know.
You've been talking about my governor today.
Yeah, what about
he was,
that?
He's only been in office for one day, and he's already, let's see, what does the headline say? Governor ends bargaining rights for 25,000 state employees.
Yep.
Jeez, that sweet gentleman campaigned for the last year on the fact that the business was drifting out of the state because nobody could keep track of the time.
Uh-huh.
We've got a few counties that are on central time and the rest of the state's on eastern time.
Right, right.
And so many people get confused. They can't keep track of all that, that tough stuff.
Yeah,
those
that's really
mostly,
hard. That's
those
really
are mostly
hard.
Republicans.
Yeah.
And what's the first damn thing he does when he gets in office? Jeez. Oh.
Well, you got to wonder, though, Marge, don't you? How many of those 25,000 who had their collective bargaining agreement tossed in the shredder, how many of them voted for Mitch Daniels?
Well,
Reagan Democrats.
Yeah. Dixiecrats.
Sure.
Boy, have we got them in this state.
Indiana is chock-a-block with that kind of thinking. Isn't Indiana where the Klan was originally started?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're mostly downstate, but they're spreading like cockroaches. They're everywhere.
Well, I would hate to live in a state that's run by Bush's former budget director, even though, he was run out of Washington because he did try to tell some truth. On his second day in office, I understand, that's when he decides the collective bargaining agreements are hereinafter null and void. I'll bet you the workers in the public workers, state workers, county workers in Indiana are just having a cow tonight, just wondering how much longer they're going to be able to make their mortgage payments,
Well, that too. I mean, what can I tell you? They're such lovely people. I don't know if they've got anything between their ears, but sheep, I swear to God, they are something else.
I know. All right, well, listen, behave yourself.
Well, let me know when you start up your party of truth seekers. I mean, Democrats are shot to hell.
Yeah.
So we'll call them truth seekers. How's that?
That sounds a little too communistic, truth seekers. Oh, my God, what's that about? I don't know why they just don't start something called the Liberal Party. I mean, most civilized countries have a liberal party. Most civilized countries that have fascist parties are also honest enough to call them the fascist party. Although some of them, some of them now go under the heading of, you know, the National Alliance or the Party of a Nationhood or whatever. But I don't understand why we just don't call it the Liberal Party and build around that.
Maybe, call it what it is, yeah.
Yeah, maybe somebody with organizational skills will begin something like that. I know if it were truly a Liberal Party and truly believed in American ideals as they were laid out in most of the documents put together by the framers, I would probably sign up.
There you go. By the way, did you send your birthday card today?
To whom?
Rush.
Oh, it's today his birthday?
You know, I happen to skim down the column where the horoscope is,
yeah.
And they usually put a couple people whose birthday
right,
it is
right,
today.
Right.
So today's, let's see, 51, it would make him, what, 53?
I guess
54.
So. 54. I'll
and
tell you what,
who
Marge,
else's birthday today is?
You know,
it's very interesting. Howard Stern.
Yeah, really?
I saw the two names back to back, and I thought, I'll be damned.
Well, I would rather suck raw, rotten duck eggs than send Rush Limbaugh. Oh, God, I just made myself nauseous.
Why don't you send those raw, rotten duck eggs to Rush?
That's an idea. Marge, good to hear from you. We got a boogie.
Take care.
You too. Stay
Bye-bye.
Warm or stay cool or both, whatever. Tomorrow night will be our last show for this week. I've got some surgery scheduled Friday on my mouth. Save your comments. I don't want to hear it. So we'll be gone Friday, and I'll probably be recuperating still Monday. So if you want to get it said, you know, this week, tomorrow's the night, okay? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for participating, however you did that. I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
If your house is in foreclosure, this is a special message for you. You don't have to lose your house, and you don't have to file bankruptcy. We're Stop the Sale. We're the leader in foreclosure mediation. Every day we work with lenders all across the country to help homeowners save their homes from foreclosure. If you're in foreclosure, call us now, 1-800-476-7241. As a homeowner, you have rights your lender may not have told you about. We can delay the foreclosure proceedings and stop foreclosure. We're not a loan company. We're foreclosure resolution specialists. Our service is safe and confidential. Our success rate is over 90%. It's as easy as calling now for a free consultation. 1-800-476-7241. Stop the sale. Everyone deserves a second chance, and we can help. Call us at 1-800-476-7241. Call now, 1-800-476-7241.
Head driving to Valero, gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero,
brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero, for all the room you need.
Get more room for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, room.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. UN officials say they could have a tsunami warning system in the Indian Ocean by June of next year. One senior official said the system would cost about $30 million. Experts believe thousands of lives could have been saved last month if such a system had been in place. The Indonesian government says all foreign troops helping in the relief effort in Aceh must withdraw by the end of March. Indonesian Welfare Minister Awi Shihab told reporters that safety is paramount.
The last couple of days, one of our employees of the Department of Health has been kidnapped by individual known to be from GAM movement.
Foreign aid workers and journalists in the province already have been told that they could be expelled if they don't report their movements outside the provincial capital. The government says it can no longer guarantee the security of foreigners in the rebel-held region. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency for Ventura County after surveying the site of a deadly mudslide in La Conchita. He took an aerial tour of the devastation and talked with residents about what they've lost.
We have seen the power of nature cause damage and despair, but we will match that power with our own resolve, and we will come together as Californians and as neighbors.